show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby,
that's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, howdy, howdy, howdy.
That's Brucey Brian.
What's going on, dude?
What's up, Bruce?
I am very excited for the return of Major League
Baseball. Let's play ball, it's game day.
We already got a rain delay.
It's double plays.
Yeah, the Mets game got canceled already.
Wait, for tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to rain. It's going to rain!
It's going to rain.
The fuck, they already know that.
So now we unfortunately don't have any fucking 1 o'clock games, basically. But it's okay. It's still opening day. We have a lot of games. I think I've already got my picks.
Yeah, I'm locked.
Me too. I think I'm pretty locked.
I have our inaugural play of the day. I'm sure there will be others joining me on it as well.
I caught one early. Now, use ESPN Bet, okay? But actually, this is where I got the number for this. All the other ones had this might be an early lean for tomorrow.
Go ahead.
Dodgers -1.5 first five.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the price was, but ESPN Bet had Dodgers first five -0.5 at -130.
Ooh.
I we brought it up with the Soul Series. Like, it makes me uncomfortable saying it into a microphone.
Well, then don't.
How soft the lines seem to be at ESPN Bet for first five inning baseball bets. It just looks like something that we could all take advantage of this upcoming season.
What's it?
I don't like what the Dodgers are doing.
What are they doing?
What do you mean?
The way they're making these contracts. And I just, it's bad juju.
Well, they're going to have to pay the piper someday.
I think they're cheating.
Well, did you see that? They just gave a guy 10 years.
Yeah.
$140 million.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Isn't that like normal in baseball?
No.
Sometimes.
$14 million a pop is disgusting.
Like, there has been players that have gotten 10, but not at $14 million a year normally.
But, you know, David Roberts will tell us.
The Dodgers play tomorrow, Tony? What are you talking
about? Yeah. Dads? Yeah, they're getting +0.5 at home, my friend.
The Dodgers.
The Dads, I thought you said.
No, the Dodgers play
tomorrow. Dodgers play as well.
Oh, they got the Cardinals. There it is.
Yeah, Mikolas versus... I thought about putting
they now have
a Cy Young favorite or Cy Young bet in
on Mikolas?
No, on Glasnow.
Oh,
but the odds he's like +1400.
Yeah,
was he coming out of the pen in the Soul Series?
Or
was that somebody else?
Had to be someone else.
He stopped.
There was a starter.
Was it my guy? Was it what's his name who I loved last year?
There was a starter that came out of the pen.
Who's the big redhead they have?
Baby. Dusty May.
Dusty May.
No, it wasn't him. I forget who it was.
What were you saying, Brucey Bruce?
It is now -1.5 first five for the Dodgers. So maybe
ESPN it is Bet, now.
Maybe ESPN Bet's already tightened up the screws. That's disappointing. But you know where we can go still. The Hard Rock will take care of you.
I'm going to pull up the schedule right now to see if we... Boston Connor. Opening day tomorrow. A little opening day tomorrow.
Baseball.
Probably not doing NHL NBA today.
No, we are.
Oh, okay.
No, opening
I'll come back.
Opening day tomorrow.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I'll come back.
What do you want to talk about?
Be the Bees.
Fucking Bees beating the Panthers.
What, you got them tonight at the Bolts? Back to back?
No.
Okay.
No. Do not do that.
No?
And obviously the Celtics, only team to clinch a playoff spot.
We were about to move on because, you know, baseball's tomorrow.
You guys, baseball's going to be sick.
Yeah.
It is. Always.
Yeah, bad. Opening day, my friend.
People definitely didn't think it was next week.
Are the Sox going to be good?
The Sox are going to be possibly.
So good.
Possibly the worst team of my life. There's a real chance that happens.
That is true.
It's a real chance. Worst team of my entire life. Like, for shoot.
There were
like,
some bad years mixed in there.
There were some bad ones. We went worse the first, I think it was 12-13 when we won the World Series that year. Koji Uehara, legendary.
Duh.
Like, I think we'll be worse than that team. Bobby Valentine.
Why are you so out of breath?
All eyes.
Were you running?
She's fucking.
All eyes, breath. All eyes turn to Bello at 10 p.m. tomorrow night.
Okay, Bello. In Seattle.
Who's Bello?
That is our stud.
Opening day starter.
That's our guy?
Yes.
When we get him.
He came up through the organization. He is
of course, because we developed these guys and then we just ship him out of nowhere.
No, they just paid him.
He throws heat.
He's got just signed a 6-year.
What's his name? Bello?
Brandon Bello.
Brandon Bello?
Brian. B-R-A-N.
Our best player is Brain Bellow.
Dude.
Our best player's name is Brain Bellow.
He's a fucking dog, dude. He's been on the team for like
Brain 3 years. Brain Bellow?
Been on the team for 3 years.
I've never heard of him once.
Yeah, because he's a fifth starter, but for some reason he's
the fifth starter.
You got fucking
our best player and our number one starter. It was our fifth starter last year.
No, he wasn't. He's a young kid. He was born in 1999. They got Nestor Cortez going game one. Don't worry about what he said.
Yeah. No. I'm sure he's got problems. I'm sure it doesn't sound good back there either. Yeah, I know we're not in our own boat here, but
watch out for the old
Brain Bellow. At least they have Judge.
Bellow's a dog.
True. Who's our big bat?
Yeah, they got Judge for like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Devers.
I love Story. Yeah. I like Story a lot. Okay, that helps. That makes it
finish your I like story, Trevor. Well,
we might be all right.
Finish your story, Trevor. It's right.
Our bullpen, absolute dog shit.
Okay, so the most important part. All right. Hey, this is fun.
So who did
Brain
you
Bellow.
Who did you have tonight?
I didn't have anything. I just wanted to say Bruins.
What's up, brother?
Cub, dude. Yeah. I just wanted to share some mono with you guys.
And thank you.
Hey,
get the hell out of here.
Let it run wild. It,
brother.
Look at your hero.
Hammer down.
Look at your hero.
Look at your team now, John Henry. Fucking Bellow.
Dude, Bellow's good.
There is a game at 3:05 tomorrow. Angels and Baltimore. Sandoval goes against Corbo Burns. I'm taking nothing of that one.
I made it.
I'm interested to see how Burns with does Burnsy? In the move into the AL.
That's not a thing anymore.
It's not?
No.
Burns wasn't great last year.
No, I know, but I'm saying the AL, NL, now that there's a DH everywhere, that's not a thing.
Yeah, I think he's a good addition for him, and I think he'll fit in with the nice youth movement they've had brewing.
Great youth movement.
What are you going to full game, Bruce?
Yeah, I full gamed it. I got minus 190. I don't know what it is now. It might be up above 200. Scare some people off.
It will scare some people off.
Yeah, but I'm on the O's.
I don't like to go above 175.
Oh, 190 is about my.
But baseball season, okay. We're going to talk.
Especially opening.
We're going to talk a little gambling here. Baseball season, 162 games. Don't be afraid to lay a little, okay?
You have to. Borderline have to.
Can't be laying halves and one. You can't be taking run line every night.
Nope.
There's a lot of one run games.
175, you figure out how that unit, make that unit math where it looks like you're scratching your back enough.
Yeah.
But not being an idiot, and that's your unit, and then you let it fly.
100%. Yeah, I do agree with you. The Orioles, I think they'll win that game.
Yeah, I also, I think Rutschman is a good AL MVP look at 20-1. Obviously, it would be very like Buster Posey vibes of him, but if he stays healthy, he's as good a ball player as fucking anybody.
We have a bunch of games at 4, but I will be on air before 4.
Do we got any good bats in that first game?
Any good bats?
Oh, the Orioles can bat the shit out of the ball.
Oh, the O's, my friend.
I mean, you got Mike Trout, brother.
Oh, okay. Well, Trout's on the Orioles now?
He's on the Angels, brother.
Oh, okay.
I kind of like Sandoval is my only...
Really?
I do. I don't know why.
I'm definitely going to have a rather large Let's Play Ball. It's game day.
Well,
yes,
also,
run on the first inning.
Also, that is your song now because Tim Anderson is on the Marlins.
Yeah.
Tim Anderson made me hate baseball last year.
It's a shame that the Marlins are going to lose on opening day.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the Marlins. Yeah,
why is Lizardo starting over Sandy Alcantara?
You mean Cy Young winner 2 years ago?
I don't know. I feel like nobody gives a shit anymore about opening day starters.
Really?
It's like... Well, this guy had to throw his bullpen to stay on schedule.
Hey, you're probably right.
Spring training, so we're going with Lizardo.
You're telling me you're probably.
I mean, there are a couple fucking.
What are you used to?
There's a couple banger matchups. Okay.
Barrios.
Let's go to the
Barrios Eflin.
Starting with Atlanta. Oh no, it's postponed.
What, Atlanta Phillies?
Yeah.
Oh,
that one's off.
That was a banger of a matchup.
Damn it.
Wheeler's getting plus a half for his 5 at home.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. I was pretty pretzeled by that one, so I'm glad that it...
That was a banger of a match.
Out of my life.
That's a shame. Okay. What do we want to... Thank you for... we were off because we were traveling. Sorry, just how it works. So we are now in the period of the NBA and NHL seasons where...
Oh, it matters.
Massive favorites.
Well, some teams matter.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
You better know damn well if that team's trying or not that night.
Yeah.
Because, like, all right, let's go to Let's go to the NBA tonight.
I got a four-way money line parlay in the NBA that I just don't see how it loses.
I have two plays. Let's go to your money line parlay first.
Cavs.
Okay.
Knicks. Ooh. T-Wolves. Nuggets.
Okay.
Who says no?
What was it? Cavs, Wolves.
T-Wolves, Nuggets, I believe is what you said.
Yeah. Right?
I have no idea who says no on that one.
Maybe the Suns get the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean,
doubt it though.
That would be the only one.
Okay. I mean, that's a four teamer for -110.
I really hope not because I also have a three teamer with the Nuggets, the Cavs, and then the Clippers. Ooh, I think that Clippers Philly. Worse. I think Philly is just kind of on the fucking downward slide. Also, the Clippers lost to Philly like 2 games ago. I think they're going to be on a get back spot. They want to be riding high into the postseason, so I like that one. And then also, I'm going teams that have to win. The Pacers need to get basically just away from the fucking play-in. So they're going into Chicago. I just think they're a better team than Chicago. -145. I don't think it's that bad of a price.
I'm on two tonight. Pacers is one of them.
Hmm.
And your Lake Show, Mitt, is the other one.
Ooh. Is LeBron playing?
I really
AD?
Hope he's not.
AD, game time.
Ooh, I like the I'm on the Pacers as well, and I like the Nets going into Washington.
Okay. Washington's playing better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked at Orlando.
Yeah, I like the Magic tonight.
Because they're playing for that 4-5 spot with your Knicks, Brucey.
Well, we're paying for the two, brother.
No one wanted to take the Clippers.
I took the Clippers.
Oh, you did take them?
Clippers?
Yeah, I took the Clippers.
They're in a bit of a slide. Philly's terrible right now. Have you seen what Houston's been doing?
Dude, Houston's in the fucking race.
Yeah, they've won 9 in a row.
It's kind of awesome. They're the best team at home all year.
Yeah, they're not bad.
And they're starting to play on the road. They've figured out the road.
Ime Udoku is a very good coach.
But OKC is also very good. So
back-to-back, though.
Yes.
Yeah, tough match last night against
Shai Gilgeous may not play. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shai Gilgeous should not play. This is the time of the year where I actually do respect.
You still got that MVP ticket?
Yes, I do have the Shai Gilgeous MVP ticket. It's kind of at nothing now because Joker's just going to fucking win it. But
hey, so I should have taken it. It was hell of a shot.
It was live.
It was a hell of a live.
I mean, you got your money's worth.
Yeah, I had a good cash out on it. I didn't take it, so that was really dumb of me. But
it happens.
I actually am a component of like resting Shai Gilgeous right now. Like he doesn't need to fucking play. Like sit out. Just like
Chet's healthy. Like banging with Wemby. It's like, hey Chet, relax. You gotta playoff run.
That's
competition.
And
he's got that dog in him.
This is the first time you'll hear me say this. LeBron, don't play tonight. It doesn't matter. Your game's Friday. That game's way bigger.
The line would suggest that
he needs a foot massage.
That's why I took it.
Yeah.
The line would suggest.
Lakers are also bad on back-to-backs in general.
Well, yeah, they're old.
Yeah, they're ancient.
Oh, it's at 4.5. I got it at 3 earlier.
Ooh,
yeah, it was at 3.5 when I was looking.
Yeah.
So that's I guess AD is probably going to play it.
The Knicks. They get Mitchell Robinson back tonight.
Oh, wow.
The league's best defense just got better. The Raptors might not crack 80, so I like the under 212.
Okay. NHL tonight, 2 games, decent games. You taking any?
No.
Yeah, and me either.
No, I'm out.
Well, Boston's on a back-to-back, right?
I do have, there's some college basketball happening tonight.
NIT?
And CIT.
Okay, what do you got?
And CBI.
Okay.
CBI. I like Seattle Moneyline versus High Point.
Yeah, obviously.
NIT. I got a Seton Hall, Utah Moneyline parlay.
Let's go.
And then you go down to the CIT.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Purdue, Fort Wayne Moneyline versus Norfolk.
Okay. Ooh, those were
good. Like where you're at them.
Yeah, those are some big games.
I like Norfolk.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I obviously did a lot of research.
Are we still on the international break?
No, we're back. Well, international break is closing. England and Belgium played yesterday. 2-2 draw. Jude Bellingham tied it late.
Yeah, we're back Saturday, I believe.
We got a few matches Friday in Ligue 1, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, but U.S. took home another championship.
Yeah, the Concacaf.
And La Liga is suiting him up.
They've had Mexico's number now for handful of years.
Yeah, it's good to see Gio score a goal. I was happy for him.
Yeah, that was a nice bang.
Yeah.
Hajduk's taking on Dinamo as well.
Obviously, well, tomorrow we'll have picks for Tomorrow we'll have picks for Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
We will roll through that Thursday and Friday. Opening day. We're a busy show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Picks Thursday.
Picks Thursday. Potentially.
Well,
and picks Friday.
There'll still be picks Friday, but
UNC's in tough with Alabama.
I was confused.
It's going to be a banger of a game.
Oh, you think?
I do. You think UNC can handle that cover easy?
I don't know, but I just think UNC will get it done. Just
well, the tea leaves said that UNC would lose on.
They did, yeah. The tea leaves.
Yeah.
Well, that was a that
well,
was
one
a,
seed. That's that was more of a less than 5 points.
That was more of a bear fart.
Than I just tea didn't. Leaf. I didn't love the. I mean, it was more Grand Canyon than Alabama. Well, no, that was a lot of chaos. Alabama Grand Canyon.
It was.
And I think if Alabama starts playing like that, I don't think you're getting by UNC.
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, Armando, he can bang down low with the best of them. So
yeah,
I hope that he advances to the Final Four.
I do. There's some good lines, though.
Okay.
For sure.
Anything else?
Tony, I got some more.
Sure, buddy. What do you got?
I got to find it again.
Okay. Jeez.
JT shot like 8 over.
Yeah.
Well, that's
sorry, Mitt.
That's because he doesn't know how to drink a beer.
Sorry, Mitt. Real quick. PGA Tour does have an event. The Houston Open.
I had been waiting on the Houston
Open. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Scotty's playing. Scotty's plus 270.
Why shave his beard?
He said he wasn't shaving his beard earlier just because he was being lazy, so maybe he decided not to be lazy.
Well,
no, he was focused on putting, and now that he's putting again, he's like, all right,
I got time to shave. Don't yeah, Scotty it. Is plus 270.
That's like Tiger days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Wyndham Clark.
He would be your second favorite at plus 1,200. I got nothing.
I tell you what, I know Stu.
I'll see you at the Masters.
I know Stu Sink's giving it his all. He always does. But I cannot handle these Sunday collapses every weekend, brother.
I can't close one out.
We just want to see you take your hat off and show us that tanned head.
Yep.
I agree.
All right, Mitt.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Just another baseball future thing.
Yeah.
The Rangers have the two favorites for AL or yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get in midseason form with that. Rookie of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wyatt Langford, Florida kid who just hits the piss off baseball. And then another outfielder kid who I haven't heard of, but I've heard of Wyatt Langford.
Okay.
Is Al Leiter's kid staying with the squad? Did he make the roster?
I don't know.
Just know that the Buccos to win the NL Central. Take a look.
Do you think Mitch Keller gets it done against Lizardo tomorrow?
Also, another NL Central thing is like, do you think De La Cruz is worth an MVP look?
No.
The sophomore slump is certainly a thing in baseball, but I mean, he's so fucking
good.
I was happy to hear that Pac-Man's friends with Chapman.
Yeah. He was. Yeah.
When he was with the Reds.
No, but if you want to.
Once upon a time.
If you want to take a look at the Cruz missile, then yeah.
Yeah, see, the thing about both of them, I guess, is really just health.
Is Chapman the closer?
Ah, shit.
No. So, he's a setup.
He's a 7-8 guy now.
What the fuck does that mean?
The inning.
he's a pitcher. He's a pitcher, yeah. I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Skeens is plus 4,500 to win. And now rookie of the year.
Yeah, that's because.
So they're going to keep him down basically here in Indy for like what?
A month?
Yeah, hopefully he lets up a couple earned knocks early and we get him for a nice 2 to 3 months.
Yes.
That's my.
That's not what we want.
It'd be dream. A great. Yes, it would.
And that's not going to happen.
Just 4 earned runs through 5 first start.
That's boom, not.
He's down here all summer.
Wait.
Hell yeah.
Yamamoto's? Oh, he's the rookie of the year.
Yeah, he's favorite. The favorite.
Who,
which I think is fadeable just based off
very
goal. The White Sox going to be the worst team in baseball.
Yeah,
they fucking suck.
Everybody's really high on the Royals, huh?
Are they?
Fucking Shine on Sports had them win the AL Central.
Okay,
Keane's 30-1 is tasty.
Yeah,
that is tasty.
I'm looking at 45.
Really? Where? At
the door.
At the blue? At the blue one.
Yeah.
The blue or the green?
Brother. The blue one.
I'm going to rather one. Big fucking pickle here.
How is that?
Season, honestly.
Why is Frankie Montas starting opening day for the Reds? Is that the best arm they got?
I don't know. Man, why don't you send us out of here?
All right. So, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I got some for you.
Yep.
Well, Tony. Be who you are and say what you feel. because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. Dr. Seuss.
Right, I mean, that's your, you
know, yeah, noted baseball fan.
Yeah, Seuss is loose, baby. Green Eggs and Ham, he wrote it while fucking watching a ball
game. Banger, that one with the turtles, they make a tower of turtles, and the it's big about Bambino. Being selfish.
Yeah. All right, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Nice.